This is the brief on how DevOps improves system performance and uptime. Systems rarely crash out of the blue. They slowly degrade with lagging pages and silent errors. So we're breaking down how DevOps works behind the scenes to stop downtime before it even starts. Basically, DevOps aligns the developers who build the tech with the operations team who run it. First, let's talk prevention. Manual updates are risky and often cause downtime. DevOps uses automated pipelines to release smaller, tested changes that easily roll back if they fail. Combine this with real-time monitoring, and you catch traffic spikes or hidden errors long before a customer ever complains. It's literally like upgrading from a fire extinguisher to a highly sensitive smart smoke detector. You're catching the smoldering wire before the whole house catches fire. Second, because the system proactively sees traffic spikes, it reacts dynamically. Through auto-scaling and load balancing, it automatically expands resources during a massive surge, like a big sale, and shrinks back down when quiet. But since no system avoids failure completely, how do we make sure a tiny glitch doesn't take down the whole shebang? That's where built-in backups and instant failovers kick in. Finally, we got to look at optimization. Let's push back on the myth that just throwing more money at servers keeps you safe. Smarter resource allocation is what actually drives stability. By actively monitoring what's being used, you stop overspending on idle servers, making future growth completely predictable. Ultimately, DevOps shifts your setup from a chaotic, reactive scramble into a smooth, automated machine that scales gracefully without wasting your budget. Stop waiting for your system to break and start building it to bend.